Go, boop, here we go. Not even paying attention, and I'm running a little bit behind today. So I wasn't quite ready for this to start up today. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Hello. My name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that starts right now, even though I am disorganized and not quite ready for this. So let's grab the tea and leave the office here. Oh, and look who's out here waiting for me. Hi, that's a kitty named Pippa, who apparently wants to run around and do yammy, yammy, yammy kitty business. Running around doing yangs. Kitty now he says. So maybe we should go see what the kitty's doing. Oh, she's hiding behind the paper towels. What are you doing? Oh, what's the kitty doing? I heard you say brow, brow. Yeah, yips, little kitty yips. Oh, what's he giving me yips? Now she's turning around and wants me to follow her over to the door. Yeah, hi. Oh, we're not going over to the door? What are we doing? We're going to stay here in the kitchen? Oh, I see. I think I know what's going on here. That level of water in your kitty water seems kind of low. Do you want some kitty water? Oh, we're not going to talk now? Okay, I'll get you some fresh kitty water. How about that? Oh, now we still don't want to talk. Okay, fine. What's this? Why are you yanging when the microphone's not there? That's because you're a baby. Yes, you're Pippa the baby. You're so fluffy. What do you think about that? No comment? Okay, no comments from kitty, so we'll put the water down here on the floor where the kitty can drink it. Okay, there you go. Okay, so now that I've completed my mission, giving the kitty some water, we can come back down here and get down to some business. Oh, I do not know what's going on today. Like I said, I'm a little slow. I can barely function. And I'm 20 minutes late. Jeez, 25 minutes late. Late for what, you might ask? Well, the game. It's Saturday. I'm watching football. And this is a relegation battle. These two teams are in the relegation zone. Who do I want to win? I don't know. Burnley, I guess. Come on, Burnley. Burnley's been something of a yo-yo club these past couple of years. Yo-yo clubs are clubs that get promoted, and then they get relegated, and then they get promoted, and then they get relegated, and then they get promoted. How is that like a yo-yo? Well, it means that the team goes up, the team goes down, the team goes back up, the team goes back down, the team goes back up, and then they go down. It's a bit like a yo-yo. So let me sit on the floor here, put the banky over my feet so I don't get cold, because it's another really brutally cold day, and that's why I have a nice... Oh, Burnley just scored. Wood just scored for Burnley. And he beat Dunk to do it. I wish Dunk played basketball. It would make more sense. Yeah, come on, Burnley. Burnley's got their all-black uniforms on today. Oh, look at that through ball. He's all alone. One man against a goalkeeper. Boom! Pretty much from the spot. Let's look at that ball. Nice. One touch control. Yeah, he's about a yard off the spot. Boom! Beautiful. Beautiful, Mr. Wood. Absolutely beautiful goal. And Dunk is mad. Dunk is the captain of the other team.
And he's the guy that got snaked. Good tea today. Oh, yeah. Last night I had a good night. Oh. At about 1 a.m., I think it was 1:14 a.m., Godzilla came on. So I was watching Godzilla last night. And when I say I was watching Godzilla, I don't mean I was watching any Godzilla movie. I was watching the original. And I was watching the true original, not the American version of the original with Raymond Burr. Perry Mason in the Case of the Giant Destructive Lizard. The first Godzilla movie, the American version of the first Godzilla movie with Raymond Burr. I mean, it's okay, but, Raymond Burr is terrible. Stick to Perry Mason, dude. But no, last night, Godzilla, the real deal. Oh, it was great. So great. I've seen that a couple of times in the last month. Can't stop watching it whenever it's on. So that was awesome. And then, after that, on that channel was The Sting 2. That's right, the sequel to The Sting starring Jackie Gleason. Did you know that even existed? A lot of people don't. But that's not the point. But we're going to come back to The Sting 2 here in a second for other bizarre reasons. Yeah, so after Godzilla, I watched The Sting 2 for about 10 minutes until another movie came on over on Channel 55, a.k.a. TCM, Turner Classic Network, or Turner Classic Movie Network. Thanks, Ted Turner. I'm a big fan of Ted Turner. Because how many guys do you know who have both won the America's Cup and own a million bison? Yeah, I'm a big fan of bison, and I'm a big fan of sailboat racing. So yeah, Ted Turner. I would like to meet the man. I would like to meet the man and say, "Dear Mr. Turner, thank you for preserving all the bison. Good job." Oh, and by the way, congratulations on winning the America's Cup. Anyway, I turned over to TCM to watch none other than Dog Day Afternoon. And that came on at about 3:30. No, it wasn't that late. When was that? About 3. I actually didn't watch all of it because I was sleepy. And I've seen Dog Day Afternoon in the last couple months. Dog Day Afternoon is it my favorite Al Pacino movie? Jeez, I don't know. It could be. It's definitely my favorite John Cassale movie. Oh, John Cassale, I wish he was still with us. God, that guy was good. He only made 4 movies. I think it's 4. Dog Day Afternoon, The Godfather, Deer Hunter. And what's the other one? It's not coming to me. But yeah. Oh, and he was married to who? Was it Glenn Close? I can't remember. It's too early in the morning for me. I'm too busy watching football. And drinking my delicious tea. So then I went to sleep. And I think The Sting 2 was still on. I think it was just wrapping up as I was going to sleep. And I slept pretty good, all things considered. I only woke up a couple of times. I did have some weird dreams, but I don't really remember them. But most importantly, when I woke up, this morning. And yes, I did wake up anti-meridian today. Oh. What did I wake up to? What music did I wake up to? Some Joplin. Yeah, some Scott Joplin. Specifically, the song The Easy Winners. You know, dun dun. Yeah, Scott Joplin, The Easy Winners. You might recognize that music. Mostly from being used in The Sting, and The Sting 2, for that matter. So there I am, waking up, listening to Scott Joplin, going, ugh, did I leave my TV on that movie channel, and The Sting and The Sting 2 is playing again, and ugh, I don't want to wake up to this. No. That was not the case. That was just a coincidence. Because as I rolled over and opened my eyes and looked at my TV screen, nope, it's on my Music Choice channel, the light classical music channel that I listen to every single night. And all I can think is, how does Scott Joplin... playing a rag on a piano. How does that qualify as classical music? Only a Cox Cable employee would consider that to be classical music. Oh, it's a piano. Do you hear that music? It's played on a piano. That makes it classical music. So Scott Joplin and Beethoven are the same thing. Good job. Good education there. Oh my God. If playing a piano makes it classical music, then that means Elton John is a classical composer and musician. The song Crocodile Rock.
I remember when rock was young, me and Susie had so much fun.
That's a classical song? I don't think so. You know, I do know a little bit about classical music. I have played in orchestras before, and we never played any Elton John. We sure as hell didn't play any Scott Joplin either. But I'm drinking tea, so I don't care. I'm about halfway done with this cup already. How long's it been? I only had like two sips before I started the show. Wow. We're going to be halfway through this cup of tea in 15 minutes. Now, you might not think that's a big deal until you realize that this is, in fact, a 40-ounce cup. And so, 20 ounces of tea in 15 minutes, that's more than an ounce a minute. Yeah, you should be impressed. I'm a tea monster. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's the only reason I need to get famous. I need to get famous so I can be on Sesame Street. That's my goal in life. Get famous enough that the Children's Television Workshop calls me up and says, will you do a guest spot or two on Sesame Street for us? And I'll be like, yeah, I'll be right there. Oh, yeah. And there'll be weird comedy scenes where, you know, I'm selling Cookie Monster, like the good cookies, the good stuff. Hey, Cookie Monster, you want to get into this shortbread with me? Nom, 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 nom. Hey, Cookie Monster, do you like to drink tea when you eat cookies? I like to drink tea. Let's drink some tea. In fact, what a fantastic idea I just had. I'm going to drink some tea right now. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we are officially past the halfway point.
Oh, good tea. Good tea.
What else have I been doing? Oh, I was watching some Gunpla stuff last night, and I saw a model that I kind of wanted. It was the petite guy. It was the Ayame version of the petite guy, which is purple. Petite guy is a miniature bear guy. Bear guy is a modified ack guy, but bear guy... Oh my god, it takes too long to explain, but bear guy is a giant robot that looks like a teddy bear. And then the petite guys are smaller versions of the bear guys, and they're not really like combat robots. There's just this one scene in Gundam Build Divers where all the characters, they go to a Gundam theme park, and there are costumed mascots running around, and they are in petite guy costumes. And one of the characters, Ayame, she says, oh, I want to wear one of those. And so she puts on one of the costumes, and it's purple. And so it's not really a Gundam. It's a model of a girl wearing a costume modeled after a Gundam that was modeled by a girl in a different show. It's confusing. It is very meta. It's like three levels of meta. It's meta, meta, meta. It's tri-meta. So that's always funny. So I kind of want the model now. And I know it's cheap because it's small and it's not very complex. But I'd have to have some other Gundam to go with it because, you know, it would look out of place. There's no context for it. So anyway, that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to watch some more Gundam stuff after my football. Etc., etc. Was there something else I was going to do today? Oh, I don't know. I went to the store yesterday. I don't think I have anything to do today. Oh, I gotta see if I get a message. I gotta look for a message from my friend Brian. Because he might have found an old oscilloscope for me. And so I might have to run over there this weekend, maybe tomorrow, and pick up an O-scope. O-scope. What will I use it for? I don't know. I do not know. One thing I should mention, though, is I might not be in comm right now. If you're wondering, geez, Tob, where are you? What are you doing? Why are you not typing funny comments? Well, I might be at a volleyball game. I might be at a volleyball game right now. Isn't that mysterious? Yes, yes it is. So if you don't see me typing weird stuff in comm, it means I'm out watching a volleyball game. Oh, I shouldn't sit like this. This isn't the best idea. This is kind of weird. Okay, this is better. So anywho. Oh, what to do, what to do. There was something else I was going to mention, but now I can't really think of what it is. La-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-di-doodle. But I should tell you that I have been watching marble racing again, specifically sand rally. And that's fun. And the weird thing is, last night I also watched was it a parody of a documentary? Was it a real documentary? Who knows? About Red Number 3, one of my favorite marbles in Sand Marble Rally Racing. And I was shocked because there's a lot of controversy. Apparently some people don't think that Red Number 3 is a marble. Controversy. It doesn't make any sense. I like Number 3, Red Number 3. He's pretty cool. And he wins a lot. And, oh, here comes a Fluffy Numpler. Hi, Fluffy. Oh, Fluffy Numpler is ignoring me and walking right over into the bathroom, going to have some snacks. Oh, which reminds me, I should fill up her water bowl in there. Yeah, because kitties are so nice. And
Kitties like to drink water. All right. Well, maybe we should do that. Oh, she's not interested. She's looking out the window. I'll fill up the bowl after the show here. All right. Well, this game's going to go to halftime here in a second. So I think it's time for us to listen to some music. And what do I feel like listening to today? Well, not any ragtime. I don't want to hear any ragtime. I don't want to hear... Oh, I got it. We're going to listen to something that you never hear on a non-radio. We're going to listen to some bluegrass. And we're going to listen to some real bluegrass. The real deal. One thing you need to know, and this is the most important thing to take away from this. And listen to me very carefully. Bluegrass is not a word that means acoustic country music. No, it does not. Bluegrass is a very specific musical genre that is defined by a number of things, including the style of music, the backbeat, and the instruments played. And so, as an example, we're going to have to listen to some of Bill Monroe. Bill Monroe is the guy who invented the genre back in the 50s or thereabouts. So what do we want to listen to? What song do we need to hear from old Bill? Oh, I got one.
Shine on the one that's gone and proved and true. Bloom on up, Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. It was on a moonlight night, the stars shining bright. Bloom on up, Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and said goodbye. Shine on them when it's gone and proved them true. Bloom on up, Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and let me bloom. If it's on them when I'm the stars shining bright, like whisper over my heart, your love said goodbye. Bloom on up, Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and say goodbye.
Yeah. Killing it. Nice job, Bill. That was, of course, Blue Moon of Kentucky. That's, you might think of that as being an Elvis Presley song. No, that's Bill Monroe. Bill Monroe wrote that right after the war in like 1946 or 1947. And the version we just heard was obviously live and recorded sometime in the mid-80s, which was about the same time when I saw him. Yes, I actually did get to see Bill Monroe live in concert. The guy was, in his 80s or whatever, and he was killing it. That was Bill singing, and that was also Bill with that sweet mandolin break in the middle there. Bill Monroe, ladies and gentlemen, killing it. In fact, I think we need some more of that. What should we do? Uncle Penn? What's it going to be? Another classic? Yeah, we're going to do it. Here's a recording of Uncle Penn from 1965. This is also a live recording, if memory serves. This might be one of the songs he's most known for. I think that most people, when
we told our friends that Bill Monroe brought the bluegrass sound with him when he came to the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, he did.
Right. And we've heard some great compliments on the job that you and your boys did.
No talking, just playing.
Folk Music Festival. Must have been an exciting experience.
Oh, it was. Really wonderful. Boy.
Would come from far away to dance all night till the break of day. When they called her a hollering, do-si-do, you knew Uncle Finn was ready to go.
Hey, it ain't nothing about sundown, how the hill is above the town. Played a fiddle, Lord, how to bring. If you heard talk, you'd hear it sing.
Called Soldier Joy, and one he called Boston Boy. The greatest of all was Jenny Lynn, and that's where feeling began.
Hey, you need that about some man, how the hill is above the town. Maybe fiddle on a how to bring, you can hear it talk, you can hear it sing.
Never forget that mournful day when Uncle Ben was called away. They hung up his fiddle, they hung up his bow, they knew it was time for him to go.
Hey, and he's in a bastion down, how the hill and above the town. Oh, played his fiddle, lot of how to ring, you could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Killing it. I've probably heard that song 1,000 times in my lifetime, and I love it. The cool thing about this particular recording is this was obviously recorded live on the Grand Ole Opry, but this was recorded around a single microphone. So you got six guys in a band standing around a single microphone, and every time you hear one instrument get louder, that's not the sound guys fading up their microphone or their, you know, line. No, these are guys who are walking around the microphone and dynamically playing into it. A single microphone, and you get that whole range. And it's fun to watch. This is actually, you know, on video too. You can check it out online on YouTube. And you can see these guys holding their instrument. When it's time for their little solo or their riff or whatever, they're either walking up to the microphone or they're holding their instrument closer. It's very cool. Very cool. Very cool song. Very cool recording. Historical. From 1965, Grand Ole Opry. I would love to listen to some more Bill Monroe, but we can't. We're running out of time, so what I'm going to recommend to you is, you know, hit up YouTube, do whatever. Type in Bill Monroe, Bill, like a dollar bill, Monroe, M-O-N-R-O-E, to see and hear the man who single-handedly invented the genre of bluegrass. Learn what bluegrass is so you stop using the word incorrectly. If there's one thing I hate, is people. Doesn't matter. Who am I, you might ask? My name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the dubious Where Did Bluegrass Come From Committee. But I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.